Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we're back with more right here as Austin puts a piece of pizza in his face. Joe is out doing something else, so that leaves me alone in the studio. And you're not going to talk with your mouth full, Austin. Your
nope.
Mother told you not to. Did you swallow that fast?
I did.
Oh, boy.
It's sliced on Broadway, Bob. It's that good.
It's that
great
good.
Great pizza.
It goes down
we
easy.
Love getting it every
yes,
Wednesday.
Indeed. Yeah, we were talking about some new developing things, and one of them is LC Greenwood. For those of you driving around hadn't heard this, it's about time. Or is that Lizzo song? It's about damn time. You know, that song.
That, yeah, Lizzo.
It is for LC Greenwood. He's a finalist in the seniors category. Kenny Anderson and Roger Craig are up against him. All three good choices, but as Joe said, nobody's ever had four sacks in a Super Bowl. I hardly believe you'll ever see that again, but that's exactly what he is. So that's certainly good news for him. And Matt Sieg has decided not to go to Penn State. We knew that. He decommitted not to go to Pitt, which I thought he was interested in Pitt, not to go to Notre Dame. Instead, he's going to Rich Rodriguez and West Virginia. So those are the two.
Bob, you tried to steal the show.
No, you weren't here, and he stuffed his face, and I had nowhere to go.
Limits, did you leave to eat pizza?
I told
him. You were here to bring us back from break?
No, I brought us back. I was just eating a piece of pizza.
But then as soon as all of a sudden a big... You should have seen the amount of pizza he had in his mouth. I told him your mother would not want you to talk this way, so don't talk.
He seemed very hungry today. Is the big boy ready yet or no?
So the big boy will be here in studio in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a treat for us, Bob, huh?
Yeah.
What were you talking about?
He may be 7 minutes because he's going to go into that pizza area and probably be there for
7 hours. what were you talking about?
No, I just was updating people on some of the stuff with the Greenwood and the Matt Sieg thing. That's all. Just saying, if you missed this, these are the two big headlines of the day so far.
Well, yes, that and Lane Kiffin. Big surprise that his players now accuse him of lying. He came out in his press conference the other day and said, the players wanted me to stay. Now you have players on social media saying, what? That wasn't the meeting I was at that we wanted him to stay. What a shocker. This is Urban Liar II, isn't it?
But they all do that. I go back to my time when I was doing Coach's Corners luncheons. We had Todd Graham. On the same day, he later got on a plane with his wife and posted it going out to Arizona. And on that same day, he was talking about his allegiance to Pitt and come on, we're going to do blah, blah, blah. And then that night, he was on a plane. That really bothered
that
me.
Night,
that night, that really, really bothered me.
Well, he's no different than the rest of them. Just because Paul Chryst does it in a nicer way didn't make him any different. Everybody, all these guys that many, many decades ago, colleges, university presidents decided to sell their souls to the almighty coach. This is what you have a guy here who literally believes, and I think Lane Kiffin really believes this, that he should have been allowed to coach Ole Miss while he was LSU's head coach.
Same conference. That's a no-no, and it would never go.
Yeah, but they're letting the offensive coordinator stay now. Isn't the same thing true of that, Bob?
Yes, it probably is. But
I mean, it's not the same thing, but you're still allowing a guy who's going to recruit for LSU. He's in your offices every day now around your players.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't do it. But the funny thing is, it's in that constitution where the college football committee can look at a team differently if it makes a change to its head coach.
I don't think that's fair.
But they didn't. And the good thing was Ole Miss is still ranked where they were. And
yeah, I don't think that's fair.
So Ole Miss is going to get in. You can't penalize the players for this.
Does this – go ahead, Bob.
No, I'm just saying. But that is one of their things they could do if they see – and I think they did that with – was it Jordan Travis, the quarterback of Florida State, who he wasn't available to play. And even though they thought, and many people thought they had a place in that college football hall, tournament, they said, nah, I don't think it's going to be worth having you.
So let me ask you both a question. Does this make you more inclined to root for LSU or root against? I'm sorry. Ole Miss. Root for Ole Miss.
I want to see Ole Miss do well.
I want to see Ole Miss do well now.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, Lane Kiffin is a polarizing figure who is easy to root against. I definitely hope that
LSU
Ole Miss
gets
well.
A few of those kind of guys. You know, I mean, Brian Kelly had the same exact thing. It's one of those. You see him, and you say, I don't want him to win.
Yeah, I mean, he's a very unlikable figure.
How about Brian Kelly going to Penn State? Austin, would you settle for that?
Wait, you're saying
They have. Where are they going to go now? You're going to Brian Daboll?
What?
All due respect. Well, apparently they're interested in him.
When did that come up?
I mean, they might be interested. They're probably interested in you and I to coach the team at this point, Bob. But
well, that's what I'm saying. Where do they go?
That.
He has a kid who goes to Penn State, right?
Yeah. Brian Daboll. See headlines to that effect?
No, I'm saying there's scuttlebutt about all these
names. I'd go after Bruce Arians if I was them, if I was going to go that route.
Bring in Mark Caballi. He's here.
Bring in Mark Caballi as their new coach.
Hire Terry Smith for 1 year and reassess.
By the way, real quickly, the Notre Dame situation with the college football playoff, they're suddenly not in a very good spot, Bob. They need other teams to lose in order to get in. That's what I'm reading here. Right?
Well, Notre Dame and Miami both are done with their schedules.
According to The Athletic.
They both have 10-2 records, and Miami beat Penn State. I'm sorry, we're talking about Notre Dame. What are we talking about, Notre Dame?
Yes.
Notre Dame lost to Miami. So the head-to-head is in favor of Miami. Both have the same record. Miami has better numbers all the way around them than Notre Dame, and yet I bet Notre Dame will get in and Miami won't.
Well, Notre Dame is not in a very good situation. That's the
better
story today. Well, maybe better than Miami, but they need Texas Tech to beat BYU in the Big 12 championship game, and they might need another result. I think Georgia to beat Alabama. I thought that Notre Dame was going to be given a clear slide right into the college football playoff. They look to be screwed to me, Bob.
Well, it depends on what you think about this subjectively, and I will say this also. There's a very good chance that the ACC will have no representatives in the college football playoff. If Duke wins that championship game over Virginia, there is no way that this committee will put Duke in.
I'm not sure I have a problem with that.
I don't either, but a lot of people would. Say, well, they're conference champions. It's one of them. I don't think. Duke's not ranked, and they're not going to move ahead of all these teams. Well, hello, Mark. How are you?
Yeah, let's get to the big boy here.
What's up, fellas?
He's got an Iron City beer cap. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
That's good to hear. Mark Caballi brought to you by IC Light. Wait, you had a big statement yesterday about something, and I had it written down, and now
I can't find it.
What did you say?
I said, if you think he made that up, you're crazy.
There's stories bigger than this. There's the future of Mike Tomlin and things like
What else are you taking notes of what I said yesterday?
Something about Tomlin's future, something about art. Now I can't remember. Wow. Well, how were you quoted? What did you say?
It was Caballi saying that Mike Tomlin is close to losing the locker room.
Please expound upon that.
I'll say close to losing the locker room.
Thank you.
I don't even know what losing the locker room means, really, by definition.
Then why did you say it?
Well, because people understand what those words mean, I think.
But What did you mean?
What I mean is you're getting to the point where the losses and how they're stacking up and how they're performing and some of the decisions maybe, not like the fact that, you know, they're not doing their job or anything like that. I'm thinking maybe more like, Pat Freiermuth should be playing more. He's not playing more. Jalen Warren should be playing more. they're not playing more.
Patrick Queen questioning the scheme.
Yeah, so you got scheme questions. And all of a sudden, you got a lot of veteran guys around here who've been somewhere else before. And we saw this last year with Queen, Elliott. We're seeing it maybe this year with some guys coming in here and thinking, this is a little different than what I was anticipating.
Do you think Rodgers is among them?
He might be questioning it, but he's not going to outwardly question. That's
the way. About that? He still has a lot of McAfee shows left.
Yeah. I just don't think that he's willing to go down that route yet, but I would imagine he's thinking, man, this is kind of interesting. That I'm shocked myself. I don't know about you guys, that the post-game quote of saying, pretty much saying some guys aren't showing up to film sessions.
That too, yeah.
I mean, what are we talking about?
Well, why did he say it?
Well, I'm guessing it's true.
Yeah.
But who did you think he was talking about?
Who did you think he was talking about?
Because he followed up with John.
Yes, that's what I thought it was,
he said, we're on the same page. And so immediately after he says that, he goes to a play that he knew that he called one way and John R. Smith called it another.
Yeah, so.
Well, what's the vibe from guys that you know, guys you talk to every day?
They're frustrated.
With the coaches?
I don't know about they don't want to go down that route, but you could see.
They did go down that route. Well, Patrick Queen went on the record.
The guys who, than some of the newer guys. That's why Patrick Queen is very vocal. He wears the emotions on the sleeve. He did it last year. He does it in the off season. He's one of the very few that still do that. So I don't think he comes out and just says this is the coaching issues, but he always puts it on himself as well. But there's always that underlining theme of this is just kind of not what I was expecting to see here. And that's been a couple years now that I've noticed that. But if they're having film sessions and certain people don't show up, maybe he just meant, get together film sessions that don't show up. If not, that's a detriment to the coaching, right? Shouldn't he be like, what are we doing here? Are we letting this guy get away with not showing up to film sessions? That's crazy. I'm surprised it didn't get more play than it did, but everybody wanted to fire Tomlin, so I guess we skipped over that.
Bob, would you like to grill Kabali?
No, I would. I just found that whole thing very damning to Jonnu Smith. My read on that, when he did it, as we're watching it live on our postgame show, I'm thinking, boy, that sounds like a guy who just threw somebody under the bus, which, right? That's what it sounds like to me.
Honestly, somebody needs to be thrown under the bus.
But I'm saying,
nobody wants to step up and do it. I'm like, I commend the guy for actually, showing that type of fortitude to stay out there and say, this is not acceptable, man. Somebody needs to do it.
Would you? Go ahead.
Go ahead, Bob.
No, I was going to follow that by saying, speaking of taking over, how about Aaron Rodgers calling more of his own plays and doing what Ben Roethlisberger has seemed to suggest that, I'm the quarterback. I'm going to call what I think fits.
Yeah. I mean, he's made it known from the day when he got here that that's not his priority. It should be.
Maybe. Oh, really? Go ask the guys in Green. I'm not saying it to you. I'm saying it to him, is go talk to the guys in Green Bay. Yeah. He would say he would be liable to what he has a right to do. Yeah. He's
I
been
think
around
so
forever.
Too. He would know more. I would defer to him more than anybody. I mean, he's the guy who's been quarterbacking for 21 years.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Ben's final year, they stunk for three quarters until they got to the fourth quarter and he says, I'm taking over. And all of a sudden they start playing well in every single game down the stretch that year. I don't know how that goes about. I don't know how you approach that. I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, I think the last thing you want to do right now is go out with a black eye on your resume of being that difficult to work with. I don't know if that would play into it or not, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's the Arthur Smith offense, and those two get together and
the offense stinks.
Yeah, the defense stinks. The coaching stinks.
Yes. All of that. Is Mike Tomlin going to be the coach of this team next year?
I think so, yeah. I think next year might be that year where you start questioning after the season. I'm a firm believer that you get through 26 with Tomlin, and he'll go into that lame duck year of 27, and Art would not want to extend him through that. So at that point, you're just like,
Mark, this is coming to a, this is coming to a head.
I agree with you.
I mean, suppose this gets uglier, and the fire have, Tomlin chance spread like the fire Canada chance.
The problem is what if they win a couple games? Then all of a sudden, all is perfect. I'm just suggesting.
No,
that.
But that would certainly put things.
It
at
would
bay.
Silence it, you know, temporarily.
Will it though?
Well, I mean, not totally. You're always going to have people. Who...
No, it seemed like the last 2 weeks it took a turn for. You know,
yeah, what
no
if they?
Coming,
well, to
no
me, the question
back.
Is, what if they don't?
Yeah,
are we going to have an NFL draft with 500,000 people chanting and the Steelers being humiliated? And plus, let me read you what Dulac wrote in his chat. Right. You know, Art and the people. I think he's talking about who have money in this team. They're not stupid. They see what's happening. He says. And what really gets their attention is empty seats, opposing fans invading the stadium, and discontent from the fans who are there. So do you have another – do you want to watch that for another
Sunday.
Year?
That was Sunday.
Yeah.
It wasn't even as bad as when Green Bay was here.
Or San Francisco last year. I mean, just all of this. Yeah. I don't know if you have another year to wait and watch.
I don't know if that affects the bottom line, all that stuff you said right there, because most of their money's through the TV. But it does affect them with the public views of them or with the world or the NFL views of them. I'm sure Art does not like having.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Opposing fans and empty seats there. I mean, they've never really had a season where they were eliminated before, you know, the end of the season. There's always been something to play for. They lose this game, Joe, and we know the Steelers fans don't like to show up to Monday night games.
Yeah, that'll
and be we a- know they're playing a, not a very good Miami team. There's going to be a lot of empty seats because you know why? If they lose this game, and go into that Miami game. You're not going to get Miami people coming to Pittsburgh in December.
Right. So you're going to get nobody.
A lot of empty
seats. And the ones who are there are going to be ready if they don't start the game chanting.
This is extremely
important.
That's
A. And B, the bad Miami team you talk of may very well go into that game with a chance to tie the Steelers with a win.
They're 5-7 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not selling your tickets if you're Pittsburgh fans to Miami people. They're not coming here. I don't even know if there are Miami fans, are there?
Some. That's why it just feels, Bob and Mark, like it's a really, really huge game in Mike Tomlin's 19-year tenure because things are just going to get ugly. They've turned ugly, and they're going to get uglier if they go into that Monday night game.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you win, and then, like you said, that doesn't necessarily mean everything goes away, but it does for a little while. Yeah. If they win again on Monday night, it's going to be a very different atmosphere if they go into Baltimore and win. It's a huge, huge game for him and for them and maybe for the future, I think.
Yeah, not only do they have to win, I think they have to play better. I mean, they just can't crap.
Yeah, they have to do what Cincinnati did to them. Go down there and win impressively to the point where you're saying, what's wrong with the Ravens? People are already asking that question.
I think I'd take a win as a 6.5 and a half point underdog.
If you win that way.
Yeah.
Because Cincinnati was a 5.5 point underdog. They went down there and it's pretty amazing.
Should have been more.
Pretty amazing the difference. And I'm not saying that this would have changed their ills. But Joe Burrow this year is 3-0 when he plays. Their offense scores a lot and their defense responds. They play better defense. The numbers bear that out. When Flacco or Browning, it's 1-8. They give up a ton more yards. And so to me, the thing is just the yardage difference. How does that defense change with one quarterback versus others?
It looked to me in Baltimore like they had either different guys or guys playing better. You're right. I don't know if that has anything to do with Burrow.
Well, his presence is something, because I wrote these down yesterday, and I'll just, since I'm on this topic, I'll tell you about them because I thought it was stunning. With Joe Burrow, they're 3-0. Their point differential margin is plus 23. Their turnover margin is plus 5. With Flacco Browning, they're 1-8, and that only win came against the Steelers.
Yes, it did.
Point margin minus 117, turnover margin minus 8. How is it possible that one player can do that? But it seems to me that they do play better defensively when Joe Burrow's on their team.
Could be.
I'm still skeptical of that defense. Very skeptical.
I am too, but the numbers speak that.
Meanwhile, what happened with Darius Slay? Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that debacle?
For them for signing him in the first place.
No, you know.
For sure.
First of all, it was a one-year deal, so you can't
get $10 million.
But what I'm saying is, imagine if it was a three-year deal.
Here's my question to you on that one. Well, that's true. You can get out of that. But my point is, if he decided that he didn't want to be part of this anymore, which could have been the case, he didn't like being healthy scratch. I know that. If it's on him, does he owe money back to them? How does that work?
No, he just doesn't get paid for the...
No, I think there's something else. There's a signing bonus if you decide to leave or if it's your point. I don't know if this is true or not, but if it is... You know,
typically, I mean, if that's the case, I don't even know. I mean, it's just a one-year guaranteed contract, basically, once you get through that second week of the season. So I don't think he would have to give anything back whatsoever. He just gets paid, whatever, 5 game checks light of what he would.
It was a disaster. Whose fault is it, Tomlin or Omar?
It's not Omar's fault, because Omar's not going to go out and say, hey, I think we need Darius Slay.
Okay.
He's like, hey, we could get Darius Slay. You want him? Yeah. It's not only that, is how they talked him up. You thought he was like Deion Sanders in his prime.
Well, he talked everybody off on defense.
So somebody was misguided in their evaluation of the man.
Correct.
I'll say. Kind of like Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, at that time, you're just taking a little bit of a swing right there with him. But I don't know. I don't blame Omar. Like I said, he probably did what he could do.
Well, what does Omar do then?
He probably presents opportunities to the scouts or Tomlin, saying, hey, I could get this. Hey, do you want me to look into this? Or maybe the coaching staff says, hey, you think we can get Slay? And then Omar works his magic.
That's not
to
really
either
much
get
of
in
a,
there.
Much of a GM, is it?
Well, he's...
I'll do what the coaches say.
Well, if he goes out there and be able to manipulate deals to get the people that they want, he's not your typical GM of saying putting together the roster. We all know that, right?
Yeah, so, for sure.
Which is fine. That's why they brought in Andy Weidel too. I mean, Omar knows he's where
I know,
he
but
is.
They also brought in Darius Slay and Patrick Peterson and Patrick Queen and DK Metcalf and Allen Robinson. It's not going real well.
Van Jefferson.
The foundation of this problem is when you don't draft well in those specific areas, you're forced to go out and do something. And that's the problem. And it's happened with wide receivers of late. Pittsburgh used to be very good at finding those guys, and they haven't done so recently. And the same is true of cornerbacks. They haven't really found a lot of really star cornerbacks, which has led to all these guys coming in.
Yeah, cornerbacks to get one of those good ones, you have to be like quarterback range, right? One of those 6-11 seasons, one of those 5-12 seasons to be high up to guarantee you're going to get yourself a good cornerback. And they're so expensive in free agency. They don't come free very much. Look how much the Colts gave up just to get Sauce Gardner. They give up 2-3
And that hasn't been
picks.
So good for them lately.
Well, he got hurt.
I know, but even when he was before that, he wasn't they were giving up plays at his side.
I think the biggest thing with this team right now is their lack of physicality, man. When do you ever see a Steeler team get pushed around?
Yeah.
They have a defensive lineman who complained he was physically abused by the opposing quarterback.
I mean, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
You do?
I just say he was frustrated. I just say he's frustrated. That's all.
Can you imagine James Harrison or Joe Green saying, the quarterback need me? That's why I was upset?
Yeah, he was just, I mean, sometimes you get frustrated and you say things and you're probably like, darn, why'd I say that?
He seems to be doing a lot of that in the last 6 months.
That's the way I would view it as.
I'd view it as the whole defensive line is getting pushed around.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. A lot of that scheme-wise, too, man.
Who's calling you,
Derek Harmon was a good player for them. He got injured, and they don't really have much else up there.
Bechtold? He's sitting right there.
No, he tweeted something, and something popped up on my Twitter.
I thought he texted you.
No, I tweeted what Mark said, that one of the big problems with the Steelers is their lack of physicality.
Did you pony it up a little bit?
No, Mark, you can look at it. That's what you said, right?
You too. Well, let's get to this.
Mark Cavalli thinks one of the biggest problems with the Steelers is a lack of physicality. Quote, they're getting pushed around.
Yes. There's a lot of friction, Bob, between the big boy and, the little guy, Austin back there.
Yeah.
Because Austin burst into the room last week and ripped Cavalli saying, does it hurt carrying all that water for
that
Mason?
That was an unprovoked attack.
Yes,
he came right in
Yeah.
Well, that carried over from the week prior with Mark always in my mentions and texting me when things go wrong with teams that I root for.
Well, let's address that because there's a lot of tension in here. It reminds me of when Ron stopped talking to Bob. And so we would have to stand in here.
I do remember that.
During breaks.
Why was that, Bob? Because you...
I don't know why.
Yes, you do, Bob.
I think I know why.
Ron blamed you for him not going on the nightly sports call anymore.
But it wasn't my call.
I know it wasn't, but he thought it was.
I used to love having Ron and Gene Collier on. I thought Gene Collier had a very different kind of personality that I think was good.
Until people call up and start ripping on him, and Gene would get really mad.
Right. See, when I pushed him over the ledge when someone called him George Washington. That's when, or Martha Washington.
Somebody called him Bernie Sanders once in the Steelers locker room.
They did.
I didn't insult Bob.
Let's not bury the lead here.
I didn't insult Bob.
The great Ryan Harris once said, hey, look, it's Bernie Sanders.
Let's not bury the lead. You and Limits have an issue.
Yeah,
let's have it out right here.
I think we should fight.
Bob, you and I are therapists now. Does somebody need to talk?
Oh, we're doing this right now?
Yeah.
I thought you might be going to break or something.
No, we can do it now.
Tell him. Tell him your thoughts
and
feelings.
You know what, Austin? I don't have any beef with him.
I don't have any beef with him either. We're just having fun.
No,
we're just two friends going back and forth throwing jabs at each other.
He has some interesting takes.
As two?
Drew Aller?
No.
Mark and I actually agree about Drew Aller.
Okay. You clearly disagree on Mason Rudolph. I'm going to ask you next.
Mason's a star.
Star? You mean like a two-star recruiting prospect signing day?
We're not talking about Penn State now here. We're talking about the Steelers.
No, they actually didn't sign anybody
today.
Listen,
if it were up to you, and I'm not so sure you'd be wrong if you said yes, does a healthy Mason Rudolph give them a better chance to beat the Ravens than an injured Aaron Rodgers?
Probably, yeah. If you're talking about injured.
This Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Today, this week, in 4 days,
yes.
Whatever.
Who gives you a better chance to win right now?
I would say Mason. A full week of practice.
Now you have a headline, Bechtold.
If
don't
pony it up. Pony it up. Make sure you say if he's injured and
the Rodgers that we saw the other day. I imagine it hasn't changed that much. I don't think three fractures in your wrist get any better over 72 hours. This Aaron Rodgers and this Mason Rudolph.
The thing is, I think in the pistol and the shotgun, them running it really hurt them more than they let on. So if he can't get under center, I think that's an issue.
Bob, you agree?
I agree with that, yes. I think that you have to have all parts of your offensive playbook available to you, and that would include going under center and doing some play action that way.
But, man, if Aaron just had some help around him and he was a little bit healthier, he still got it between the ears. He knows exactly what's going on. He still has the arm talent enough to make the plays. I just don't think they're surrounding him with enough help right now.
Let's talk about that. Coming up next, Mark Cavalli in studio. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's 11:38. Time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Clock Northway.
It's a good place to go if you want to hit golf balls, Joe. I know you have your place. That's my place. It's a really good place. And that's the only time we can play golf, Joe. Indoors.
Bob, nice let's facility. Go to Florida and play golf, shall we?
I have a lot of contacts there. If you want to tell me what you want to do, date-wise, I'll see what I can line up.
This weekend. All right, yeah, FanDuel.
Ron Duel. Cook could, yeah, he could run host the, us. No, no. He wouldn't do that. But what he could do is he can drive the beer cart.
And drink in it.
And drink in it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.